Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, buddy.
Good. I got a problem with a dryer vent. The vent is vented into the basement, and I think from listening to your program, I need to vent that to the outside.
Absolutely.
Now, the dryer is located in the end of the kitchen dining area, and I built an enclosed area around it, kind of like a cupboard, and the dryer itself is like 4 feet from an outside wall.
Tell me, is this a one-story or two-story home?
One-story.
Okay, so we're going to just take it up through the roof. That's where it should go.
Well, I know that. The problem there is it has such a shallow slope on the roof that I can't get back to where the...
To that, because you're saying that where the pipe would come up would be right where the roof almost passes over the outside wall.
Yeah.
Well, that's still not a problem in my book. It presents just a small obstacle. Here's how I would do it. Are you any good at all at patching a drywall ceiling? I mean, a ceiling and a drywall, you know?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, all right. So if it was me, I'd actually get a... You can buy these 18-inch or 2-foot-long, what I call electrician's drill bits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, they make them. They're only quarter-inch diameter, but they're very long. You know, they use them for, like, fishing wire, like these small low-voltage wires.
Okay.
And imagine if, let's just assume that we know that we're in between two roof trusses. So you've located that. You take the drill bit, and you carefully go through the drywall because you don't know if there's any electric wires overhead. So, and then you just gently nudge that drill bit, and you put a little torpedo level on to make sure that it's plumb. And I know it sounds crazy, but you just push it up to the roof sheathing, and you drill a hole right through the shingles. And now you've got this vertical shaft, you know, that you've created.
Okay.
See what I mean? And so now you know up on the roof where you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to cut your bigger hole. Now you know underneath where you're supposed to cut the hole for the dryer pipe. Your only challenge is that piece of steel pipe that goes into the attic space must be insulated on the outside. You know, so either you put insulation on the pipe before you go up through there because you can't get back in there, you know, and, you know, on your belly in the attic.
Okay.
So because if you don't insulate that pipe in the wintertime, you're going to have a lot of condensation happening on the inside of the pipe that comes back down to the dryer. Because
what
that
diameter pipe?
4-inch.
Okay.
And you can sometimes get the, you know, like the foam outside insulation that'll stick to that pipe. You know what I'm trying to say? Or you can spray the pipe with the foam insulation, you know, and kind of carve it after the insulation dries so that it's somewhat smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't hesitate to do that. I mean, I would just spray it with that foam stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, it'd look kind of ugly, you know, as you're putting up in there, but who cares what it looks like once it's up in the attic?
Right.
It would mean that you would have to cut the drywall hole in the living room or in this room a little bit bigger because, you know, you're going to have this ugly, gross, foam-covered pipe going up there, but who cares?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Any of the pipe that sticks below the drywall, you would scrape the foam off.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do. And then they make a special roof cap, a special termination thing that's up on the roof that the steel pipe connects to. And it's got its own little damper built in, and it's easy, easy, easy. I just took step-by-step photos to show you exactly how to flash that up on your roof that I'd be more than happy to give to you.
Okay. Is that on your website?
Not yet, but it's going to be like in a little ebook if you just give me a little. But I would send you, like right now, if you just emailed me, I would send you the photos to show you how to do that. It'd be about 5 photos.
Oh, okay.
I have no trouble doing that.
Okay.
So if you just email me, I'll do that for you.
All right.
All right?
All right.
So it's really pretty simple. And the company that makes that roof cap, it's either Newtone or Brohn. So any place up near Middletown that sells Newtone bath fans, they sell that special cap. It's just called a roof cap.
Okay. Well, I'm in northern Cincinnati a lot, too. So.
Yeah, so anybody who sells Newtone or Brohn's got the little thing that's up on a roof.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. Thanks for holding on.